The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah! Lift those hands to Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Thank you for who you are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for today. Thank you. Thank you for the blessings you've been blessing us with from our pastors. Thank you for speaking to our hearts. Thank you for, Lord, you are taking us further. Thank you for you are helping us. You are granting grace. You are helping us to walk and walk well in your presence. We give you praise this morning. Hallelujah to your name, our Father. We are grateful. It's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day. Thank you for all you have used. You bless them, Lord, in return, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. You see, the way the thing just came to me is God Himself is the servant. God Himself is serving man. And because He's serving man, He gave us His Son. So, what Christ came to do is to serve us. You see, He said in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, He said, but made Himself of no reputation. If you are to think that someone that had reputation, he had reputation. As God, he had reputation, but he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. You know, naturally, when you say servant, we don't like servanthood. Man, you like to be master, not servant. But the funniest thing about God, and the thing majorly about God is what man likes to do, does not like to do, that's what he does. Because that's where glory is actually is. Glory is in service, not being master. That's where they stay. That's where they show their glory, in serving man from the beginning. God, from the beginning, He created to serve. So in the throne is a throne of service. It's not a throne of lordship. That you lord it over everybody. You know, when you see a master, naturally, a master, he can sit and say, bring that, take that away, bring that, let that come, let that go. Give instructions without moving a hand. But they first of all step out themselves. In creation, they served. They worked. Creation is work. Hallelujah. So what God is calling us into is what they are. God is not saying, go and do what I did not do. Hallelujah. You see, all we have heard, where it is seen that we are actually being raised by God, is in our service. You serve well when you learn well. You come into more obediences when you learn, and when you obey, you are serving righteousness. Hallelujah. to Romans 6. I read from verse 15. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. You know, service, we all render service. Whether you are serving sin or you are serving righteousness, you are serving something. There's no man on earth that is not serving one thing or the other. The way we were made, man is made to serve. It's the state that God puts man into to serve. But he said, know ye not, don't you know? They want us to come into the understanding that don't just live your life like it does not matter. Our lives, in our living, we are serving. As they are moving up and down in our walk, we are serving. In our obediences, we are serving. So it's servants ye are to whom ye obey. We've been hearing about what, not the way we are made, the way God made us. God made us to respond to what we hear. Hallelujah. No man becomes anything without obedience. Whatever we hear, and as you obey, you are the servant of what you are hearing. And as you are obeying, you are becoming. Praise the Lord. He said, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Now, what our pastors have been talking about is a state of coming into righteousness, obeying righteousness, and living after righteousness. That's why that is laboring day in, day out. That is the expectation of God for us. That all of us, we will serve righteousness. Pastor Lydia said, the thing will come by words. Sayings. You know, you wonder at times and you wonder, how can a man, what about these terrorists? They will raise them and they will speak to them and they'll be living by it. You wonder how they heard. And they paid attention to what they heard. They are forced into it, but they yield to it. For someone to say, go and kill yourself, yeah, you go and kill yourself. Man can become anything through sayings. Man, what makes up man is sayings. Not just actions, sayings. When you say, you do. If you can hear, you can do. Hallelujah. So don't give up on yourself. That you are hearing, you can do righteousness. It might not be easy when you start with. Don't give up on it. All of us, we are meant to be servants. Hallelujah. He said, but God be thanked. He said, God be thanked. Ah, thank God. Hey, because if the word of God does not come, man cannot become anything but to continue to serve under the servitude of sin. That ye were the servant of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. A form of doctrine was delivered you. That form of doctrine was not only delivered to us, it was delivered you. It's what has the ability to deliver us from the power of sin. That's what God has given to help man. He came in form of a man. Hallelujah. Like I said, there are seven. Christ came to serve man. If it's not for man, he will remain word. He became the son of man to deliver man. Hallelujah. He was not the son from the beginning. He was the word. But because of man, he became the son. And he remains the son of God till today. He changed our state because of us. Because they know the only thing that can help man from the dungeon the enemy has put man. You know, the enemy works so much to make sure that man does not look up unto God. To make sure that man becomes so pathetic that God will look away from man and abandon man, feel no hope. No! God knows there is hope. Because even God knows that the enemy does not know, he knows he's going to end. But does not know that what will end him is already in him. It's not coming from somewhere else. It's in him. What will end the enemy is already in him. But what he's doing, he keeps feeling that he's doing it against God. He's making his case worse. But he's getting closer to his end. Hallelujah. But what God has done for man is to raise man from that low estate. Daddy keeps talking to us. Now, if God knows that nothing is going to work, he will leave man. But he knows it might not look like it. The way you are today, it might not seem as if you are following. But God knows. The one that are called knows that work is being done. Pastor Lydia describes something. That the day start breaking by 12 a.m. But we don't see it. And that's why he's not seen yet. He's working. Yes, he's working. Obedience is taking place in our hearts. We are getting better. It's not the you that started January that is still now today. Because waters have come over us. God has given us water to wash us. Hallelujah. And in doing this, in obeying, you are obeying righteousness. Our feet is being strengthened to walk better before him. Hallelujah. Now let's keep on with this reading. He said, but ye have obeyed from the heart, the heart, the heart, the heart, from the heart. Obedience must be from the heart. Obedience is not just in action, it's from the heart. Obedience is just not in doing something, it's from the heart. Because in the heart, that's where we have understanding. Now you can't obey without understanding. I'm just building more on what our pastors have taught us. You cannot obey except you understand. And understanding is light. Understanding is what forms the way we do things. And it's of the heart. You know, the heart must be settled that the word we are hearing are the word that can make us to keep obeying. Praise the Lord. And if you are obeying, you are serving. Daddy says something. He said, love is service. And service is love. So that means, as you are serving, you are loving. Pastor Dixon even said, it's faith that is congealed together. Now, you can't come to that love without walking in faith. And you can't serve. You can't serve without love. Now, it tells us that you start with faith, but we are going somewhere. We're going somewhere. You start obeying the instructions of faith. You start going by faith. As the words are coming to us, just start obeying it. We are heading somewhere for service. Our service is to be seen in our midst. You are to serve one another. Praise the Lord. Now, but ye have obeyed from there. That form of doctrine. Now, doctrine are instructions that make us of that instruction that God gave for us to be made. You can't be made without doctrine. Doctrines must come to you. Because I went to a meeting and the person was saying, at this place, we have monthly prayers in school. So he said, this place, we come, we pray together. It's not the place where we talk about our church doctrine. Ah, I looked at him. Hey, yeah, church doctrine. In our church, this is what we believe in. Those are not doctrines. Doctrine is of Christ and is one. He's not redeemed as his own. And winners has his own doctrine. No, we have not come to the doctrine of those are church practices. The doctrines are the doctrines laid down by Christ. Without them, you can't become Christ. And every church, if you say you are the church of Christ, you must abide by the doctrine. Because those are the ways things are expected to be done in our midst. There is laid down rules. Like I say, these are the rules. If you don't do it, you can't become this. So we are expected, it's not a matter of this is the doctrine we believe in eternal life embassy. No, the doctrine of Christ are his own teachings. Teachings of Christ. How do you relate with your brother? How do you relate with your wife? Everything he has, they are in the Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So when they are teaching us, they are exposing us to the doctrine that are able to make us. Therefore, make him. He said, ye shall know the truth. So it's through that doctrine. And the truth will make you. Make. God is in the business of making. God is not wasting time. Hallelujah. God is making men. He's making women. And he's giving us instructions of how to live under him. Praise the Lord. So he said, being then made free from sin. What makes us free from sin? Doctrine. You become the servant. The whole thing is servants. That's where we're going to. Servants of righteousness. When you say you're servants of righteousness, that means you are servants that righteousness has raised to serve through righteousness. We are servants. We have been made. You know, we've been built up by righteousness. So what we are supposed to serve one another with is righteousness. That means it's just like saying you are a servant in a house. And in that house, what we serve is righteousness. So if you serve something else, you are not a servant of that house. Because the main thing in that house is righteousness. So whatever we do it by righteousness. Hallelujah. So all of us must learn righteousness and serve one another by righteousness. Serve one another by righteousness. Give, you know, our life. That means righteousness takes us over. The life we live, righteousness will be seen. It is not non-negotiable. It's a must. Hallelujah. Is a must. We must learn righteousness and live by righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So please let's keep going. Now I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servant. Now, ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity. Even so, now, say now. Now, what is expected now is that we yield our members servants to unrighteousness unto holiness. Now, we can't achieve holiness without righteousness. We must keep obeying righteousness and keep obeying righteousness and we get to holiness unto. There's somewhere we are going to. Our journey has a destination. So you keep serving unto holiness. Holiness is not in the way you wear your cloth. Say you are looking holy. No, you don't look holy. Holiness becomes a nature. Not a way you look. Holiness becomes your person. And you can't achieve it without righteousness. We must keep obeying. So it's not a day's work. It's not something you start and in 2 years you are there. But you must keep following. Hallelujah. You must keep obeying righteousness. No, what are the righteousness you obey? The instructions that have been given. Those are the things you obey. And as you are obeying, you are becoming. Pastor Lydia, we will become. We will become. Because we are hearing and we are not hearing in vain. Hallelujah. And all of us, it is a commitment we must make. That eternal life. You know, we know eternal life is the life of God. That we even call eternal life embassy. Hell is a lot of responsibility. We must end there. Hallelujah. But ending there, we must Get it to understand. We must understand. You can't do anything without understanding. The life you live shows up which understanding you have. The life you are portraying in amidst that shows the level of your understanding. You say, forgive. And it's still taking time for you to forgive. You don't yet understand. Jesus has said, they asked him, how many times should my brother offend me and I will forgive? Is it 7 times? He said, no. 70 times 7. If you are the only one on earth, in one day, is it possible? So he's telling you there's nothing anybody does that you can't forgive. So there's no excuse. We must forgive. Forgiveness should be easy. It should just flow out. Forgiveness. Forgive. As even if they say sorry or they don't say sorry, just keep forgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded. Now, the thing is, we have to yield. That yielding means you will consciously turn. It won't fall on you. It's not by wishing. It's by doing. You don't yield by wishing I yield. No. You will consciously yield. You will do. It's a conscious action. It's a conscious that you must do. You must do. You must yield. And how do you yield? You hear something you believe is for you. You repent and turn from that way you've been walking. And turn to the new way that we are being shown. So you must continue to turn. Turning is not a day's job. As you are hearing, this is for me, you turn. You yield. This is for me, you yield. In meeting, you can yield as many times as possible. As it's coming, it's hitting you. This is for me, you yield. This is for me, I turn. And I turn. And I turn. And as you are doing that, you know, God is so powerful. That even in that thing of, I'm yielding, it's helping you. The grace is coming and you are changing. Hallelujah. God is, because he knows that what can help man is his words. So as the word keeps coming, the word keeps making us. Praise the Lord. And you just find out that it will not be difficult to serve righteousness. Praise God. To start with, it might be difficult, but don't give up. As you continue to do it, it becomes your life. Because you love righteousness. Hallelujah. And in loving righteousness, you're obeying righteousness. And you are doing righteousness. Now, I said it will be seen in our midst. Amen. You can't say, I have righteousness that is, and is inside of me. It will flow out. Others will know that this person is serving righteousness. Because you will serve us with the righteousness. All of us will see it. It will be clear. It won't be, is it not? No. We won't be confused. Because what you are doing is our life. So as you are doing our life in our midst, we know our life. Hallelujah. Pastor Lydia said, let people prove you. Let them talk about you. Ask people, how am I doing? Sister, is still something here. Say. You are not asking because you want to be angry. You are asking because you want to change. All of us. It's just that God is helping us together. Nobody likes to be corrected. Something will just collapse in that. You want to now dodge that person because that person knows you. But in this truth, you must love truth. You must be able to open up to it. You are my friend. Oh yeah, let's talk more. What is it? And when you do that, people are able to help you. But when you shield yourself like, nobody sees me. No, we see you. All of us. We see because you are in our midst. But once we see what you are doing, we see how you are working. But what can help you is that you are ready for correction. Because a child that is not ready for correction will be destroyed. And God himself wants every one of us to be saved. Hallelujah. So we have a duty. And what's our duty? Our duty is to serve ourselves by righteousness. It's a duty. It's a duty. What we have been learning, God has helped us so much this year. See, overcome us. Like God just went and stretched. He went to the end of the matter and now came back. This is how to now walk to become overcomers. Daddy now came back talking about Christ that has the water to wash. Please, let's go to Luke 22, verse 26. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you. Now, is the question here. They asked him, who is the greatest? Naturally, a man. Person who is the greatest is the Lord of the whole house. Everybody's serving him. Everybody is doing it. But Jesus said, no, in your midst. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. What does the younger do? You serve. Serve. And I say, he that is greatest, let him be like the younger. And he that is chief, he that is the controller, natural controller, as he doth serve. How do you, in our midst, how do you know, show that you are a chief? You serve. Serve all of us. Then you are a chief. Hallelujah. The thing is, like I said, God is serving us. Daddy is serving us. He's serving us to make sure that we have the right meal to make us to grow better. So, naturally, say, people say it's G.O., General Overseer. And when you say General Overseer, the way people treat General Overseers, you will have some escort before and after, beside. You know a General Overseer is coming. But the way God has taught us is not like that. And even in that, do you know that what those people do, they are trying to secure the man. God is the one securing them, not man. God. Jesus, the way he served, he's so much served that he's so much blended with his disciples that they needed somebody to show him. It's when he's talking that they know he's the one. When he blends, they don't know him again. How was he living? Time he does not have a special seat. As you're entering the house, you see the man, his seat is as high as this. That's him. No. No. He said, who is the chief should serve? He came to do that. He even cited the example for his disciples. He washed them with water. Now, Daddy is washing us with water. The water that can purge us and make us better servants. Hallelujah. So, our aim is not to be... Even if you are the head of a unit, you are the chief servant in that unit. Yes. You are the chief servant. You should lead by example. Don't say what I say do. Don't do what I do. Please do what you say. Because we are following you. We must always be responsible. As leaders, you serve your group members. Group members, you serve one another. Hallelujah. Don't feel like if I'm not there, things keep running there. You don't know your importance. You are important. Everyone is important. And don't keep doing like, you see, when I do it very well now, they'll soon make me a pastor. You know? My leader can now recommend me. Lie. Because that heart, as you are saying, is being exposed. That's where you will never get there. But wherever you are, Don't think this is my little place. You have a quota you are contributing. Serve very well. Serve the church. Serve your unit. Serve your pastors. Serve. When you are called a man or Jew, go and serve. Your brothers will say, Isha Okinpanyo. So as a servant, you will walk. When you say service is walking, Isha Okinpanyo, it makes you stronger. Hallelujah. We have finished the first half of the year. We are moving and God is helping us. We are moving on. But I expect now all you have learned, all I have learned, where is it going to be seen in our service? Our service should be better. Hallelujah. Our service should be better. We should be more responsible. Ready to lay down. When you are serving, you are laying down your life. You are come, he said, he makes himself of no reputation. That's why he can die. If he has not made himself of no reputation, it will be difficult to die. So we are to die one for another. That's the way we are serving. You die. It's not convenient, but you are doing it. Because God knows that's the way, that's the place where our lives can be taken. It's not easy to take life. But life can be taken through service. Hallelujah. So, and took upon him in the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. So, even being made in the likeness of men is that he made himself was no reputation. Men, creator, men is far. But it became. Hallelujah. So if Jesus is serving us, we don't have any other choice but to serve one another, to serve ourselves through the doctrines we are hearing. We are to obey, we are to follow God. You can't say, God, I love you. Even he said, if your brothers, how can you say you love God? If you have not loving your brethren, then how are you loving your brethren? You are loving them by serving them. That's how love is being shown. I can give you food and I might not love you. Yes. I can give you cloth and I might not love you. But I have to love you. When I love you, I can also give you cloth. But my giving you cloth is not the expression of my love. The expression of my love, my service to you. Is that service I render to you? That's my love. Hallelujah. Because it's not everybody that can serve. Hallelujah. It's not everybody that can serve, but we are expected to serve because they served us first. We should serve one another. You serve everybody. You know, you can even serve, you serve children. Parents, you know you are serving your children. You are serving them by giving them the doctrine. You are serving them by watching over them growing in the vineyard. You are serving them. You know, part of service, parents, part of service is beating. Yes. Because you are beating them into truth, by truth. You want something made, yes, you want something made out of them. You know, some parents, when you are beating, your heart is already condemning you. Like, No, you are not serving well. Some conscious are too weak to do right. When I beat you, I love you. And I'm serving you to make sure that you become who you are supposed to be. Hallelujah. Amen. What we are learning, the life we are learning, is to be seen in our midst through our serving one another. Hallelujah. You serve your pastors. Serve your brethren, serve your unit members, and we'll become better. You know, when we serve, we are bonded together. Service bonds us together because I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for us. It's our life. No, our life is service. It's service. It's all about service. From the beginning of our life to the end, it's service. We must serve and serve and serve, serve. No, using faith to serve, using the love of God to serve. You keep serving. You serve with charity, with perfect charity. You serve. That's where our life is being seen, in His true service in our midst. Let's begin to bless God this afternoon. Just thank God. Just thank that the Lord will help you, will help me. That as we are hearing the word, it will turn to tools that we can become. You know, as we are hearing, that the word will continue to bring changes to us. As we are hearing, it become more life for us to use to serve one another. As we are hearing, that the love of God will be seen in our midst. As we serve one another, as we lay down our lives for ourselves, as we become better, as we bond together, a little fresh inyanta, we become better. As you give us your words, oh God, as you keep giving us your words, it's to make us to serve better. We will serve better. A gentle bridama. We are made, we are affirmed. Lifrisima shidaba. Man better nigasyanam. Matalige de shinde katuzia. Jesus. Me luprakisiana mashisha. You washed your disciples, oh God. You washed their feet. Help us, our Father, to wash each other's feet as we journey together. Liprapasisi through your water, oh God. Not using our water, but your water to wash ourselves, to make ourselves better, to make ourselves cleaner. Ratamashishinda bata andalibo dai Christivanta. Thou lives atete mushianama. You are sin inota frigi. Ejalimata pretafina. Lika suzumbate. Jima tukasa. Lord rekapata. And we are praying this afternoon, Lord, that you still have more to give to us. That you help Mama this afternoon. You help our Father, Ajalima Pantania, that will speak your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. And we that we are hearing, we will hear, we have understanding. And we go out to do. We will do as we hear in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.